最初に講義を流します。次に問1と問2に答えなさい。聞き取る英文は1回流します。状況、問いおよび図表を今読みなさい。では、始めます。
Questions number one and number two.
Scientists agree that the Earth is getting warmer every year, and the cause of this is human activity. Human activities such as industry, agriculture, and travel release gases into the atmosphere. Carbon dioxide, CO2, is the gas that's responsible for 64% of global warming. Before industrialization,CO2 levels were around 280 parts per million. The current level of carbon dioxide is around 400 ppm. The level is expected to rise by another 150 ppm by 2050. As the Earth's temperature rises, extreme weather will probably increase. But we do not know about this for sure. That is because we do not have much weather data from before 1950.According to the International Climate Change Partnership, sea levels are rising all over the world. In addition, heat waves are almost certainly increasing in Africa and North America. However, not all forms of extreme weather are increasing. Dry weather is increasing in Africa, but it is decreasing in North America. We also do not know if storms or tornadoes are increasing.Because there is not enough data about such kinds of small-scale extreme weather. The problem with extreme weather is that it causes damage for humans. For example, in 2017, natural disasters caused $300 billion in economic losses in the United States. The damage is even greater in developing countries. Most scientists believe that extreme weather will increase due to global warming.If this is so, then people need to make greater efforts to stop the rise in temperatures.
Question number one. Student A. There is currently no clear evidence that extreme weather is caused by global warming.
Student B.Human activity is responsible for 64% of carbon dioxide emissions.
Question number two. This graph shows carbon dioxide emissions by country.Most of the other countries are developing countries with rapidly growing economies.
Ah, we can see that the trends in these countries, which include China and India, are very different from those in developed countries such as the United States.
I agree. What can we learn from this?